The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
So this Sunday, Ascension Sunday, we are invited to go from the wow to the what? To go from the wow to the what? All of us had to activate our faith in a way when our good deacon here and our deacons take the gospel book and they proclaim and they lift our beloved Lord up. The living word of God. Christianity is not a religion of the book, but of a person, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us. So the wow of the living word of God being lifted up and the alleluia being sung, and I invite y'all, let's come alive like never before. We got the screens, thanks be to you. God's giving you a voice, give it back to him. Sing. Respond. Be those active participants in the Mass as you are. It's such an inspiration, and all of Charlotte should hear it. The wow of the living word of God being lifted up. The wow of the simple act of faith of our first communicants and all of us to say, that is Jesus. In the breaking of the bread in the Eucharist, the wow, our Lord is lifted up. So we too in these times, today, here in Charlotte, North Carolina, are invited by our beloved Lord, which is a personal invitation to go from the wow to the what? Someone said, how? I saw someone kind of mouth the word, how? What are you talking about? Where are you going? Stay with me. Okay, the wow. Our Lord ascended into heaven. In the liturgy of the Eucharist, you will hear me say today in the preface. Today. I'm doing the longer form now. Get ready. Get your knees ready. I'm doing Eucharist prayer number one. It's a little longer. It invokes the saints. It's beautiful. But there's actually a part on the ascension because in mystery, we step in mystery into that very day when our beloved Lord took back up to heaven something he did not have before Mary's fiat. Her yes, as a teenage girl. And that was our humanity. And so we're present in the Sacred Heart of Jesus as he ascended up on that day. And we're present in his heart as he's seated in his body at the right hand of the Father, which we will profess in our creed after this hour homily. Y'all say, he always says that. Because then I don't feel bad when it's only 45 minutes, you know? Y'all can look at your clock and say, when are we getting out of here? No, I mean, we gotta get excited about this. Wow. So imagine they're there, and Jesus invites them to the Mount of Olives, right? It was a familiar spot. Now it's said in the gospel read here that they worshiped, but they doubted. Why? He was in his glorified body. And then at one moment, Jesus, I mean, he starts to kind of lift up. He starts to rocket boosters. SpaceX, like you've never seen it. You see, Mary was assumed to heaven because she needed someone else to bring her there. Jesus, being God, he didn't need nobody to assume him. He had the built-in rocket boosters. He went himself. He just said, switch it on, let's go. Time to go. So there he is being lifted up, and it would have been much harder for them because they didn't have planes and helicopters and all that stuff. I remember the first time I was ever lifted up. Well, actually, it was the second time I ever flew in an airplane. I went up into the clouds, up in the airplane. And then after we got through the clouds and we came back through the clouds, they opened up the door and they said, get out, you got to jump. It was called U.S. Army Airborne School. So that was a wow moment for me, going through those clouds. And then the wow moment of, 1,250 feet up, jump. And then when the parachute came out, I was like, wow, this is great. But that only lasted 1 minute, and then I had to get ready to land, which was another, okay, scary moment. Anyways, they're looking at Jesus ascending up to heaven. Imagine the scene. Peter's there. Hey, James and John, you remember this? This happened at the Transfiguration, Mount Tabor. Remember that? Hey, guys, don't worry about it. Mary, don't worry. We already saw it. It happened. He's going to come back because we'll go back down the mountain. Doubting Thomas is like, I doubt it. I took that line from Father Mike. He had in his homily. I got to give credit. But I doubt it. So look at the characters of the apostles. They're looking at that. Mary's there. He's going. And they're like, he's going. He's going. He's going. He's gone. What now? Here comes the what? We've all had, and these first communicants are going to have a wow moment right now. My prayer is that all of us have had a wow moment in our life. And that wow moment is somewhere in some shape, in some form, we had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ through his living word, through another, in the Eucharist, first Holy Communion, something that said, he is real. I can't touch it. I can't grab it exactly, but I know this Jesus is real. I know he loves me, and I want to step out and I want to follow him. And if we're honest, the more years we have under our belt, if we've had those wow moments, God oftentimes gives us other wow moments. And if we haven't had a wow moment, we're praying for you. My hope is that you will have a wow moment. It's not just Billy Graham being from North Carolina who did altar calls. Jesus is doing altar call every day. And confirmation is the Catholic version of an altar call. The fullness of baptism. And that should be the greatest wow moment that we have. But did I have a wow moment in my confirmation? If I haven't, how can I have a wow moment now? To be able to have this encounter with Jesus, I want to tell you of a wow moment in the heart of a priest. A friend of mine. See, I had to study 3 years in Italy. In the other gospel, according to Mark, it talks about the languages given, people given, Jesus giving people the languages to speak in Mark's gospel in the Ascension account. And in those languages, there's many languages. When I went over to Italy, I had to study 3 years, and everything was in Italian. It was a cross, because I didn't understand anything. But the blessing of carrying that cross later was I went to a course in Milan, in Lago Maggiore, which means the major lake up there near Milan, and there were priests from all over the world. China, Africa, Latin America, and there was actually a priest friend of mine who I shared a meal with from Kazakhstan. I know everybody in here knows where Kazakhstan is, right? I had no clue where Kazakhstan was. Well, Kazakhstan is to the west of Uzbekistan. Does that help you? Okay, now if that doesn't help you, Kazakhstan is west of Uzbekistan and it's north of Afghanistan. Does that help you? And it's south of Russia. And it's primarily a remote territory in which about 73% or so of the folks there are Muslim. 20-some percent are Christian, and about 4% are other. You know my math's not good when I don't give exact percentages, but it's something like that. And it's about 60% in size, bigger than Alaska. But it's rugged terrain. And this priest friend of mine was like one of the only like two or three priests in that entire country. And he got a call one day that there was someone that wanted last rites in a remote region that was going to take him 3 hours. It was probably like literally going to Salisbury or something in North Carolina, but we have roads. It was going to be rugged riding. It was going to take 3 hours to get there. He hesitated in his heart a little bit on going, made his decision. He said, I'm going to make an act of faith and go. He knew that that area was primarily Muslim. And he had gone out before in which it was kind of like a false call. There was nobody there. So he headed out, and he arrived to the town, and he knocked on the door. And lo and behold, a Muslim family greeted him at the door. And in his heart, he was going, there you go again. Let me see what I can do to try to proclaim the good news to them. They led him up the stairs, opened up the room, and led him into the room of a 92-year-old woman who was lying in her bed and dying. She had a crucifix behind her and an image of the Sacred Heart and an image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And she looked at that priest friend of mine and says, "Come here. Come here. Give me your hands." She was sobbing. And he felt awkward. Because sometimes in your priestly ordination, people say, "Give me your hands." And you're like, "I'm just a broken, wounded human being. I don't work miracles. Jesus does." And people want to kiss your hands. And like, "My hands, yes, they've been anointed, but I'm not worthy of that." So we can kind of pull back from that. She said, "Give me your hands." So he approached her bedside, held out his hands. And no exaggeration, the tears from her eyes were falling on his hands. Then she kissed his hands, put them together, and she said, 30 years I've been praying that our Lord would send a priest. 30 years since I've received the Eucharist. 30 years since I've had an opportunity to go to confession. And he answered my prayers. He offered her all the sacraments in front of that Muslim family. Obviously, they stepped out for confession. He did confession. Then he did anointing. Then he gave her first Holy Communion. That was a wow moment for my brother priest. We don't have it figured out. We can put all the vestments on. We can put all the show. We can do everything to play church. But we can even fail, y'all, in being church. It's not enough to play church. It's to be church. It's to let our hearts be churched. To encounter those wow moments that move us to the what. And the what is going up on this screen here. The what is go out. Go out. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to pray like never, ever before with the excitement of these first Holy Communicants. With the excitement of Isabella, whose name means beautiful island. All these first communicants in each one of ours, our heart is a beautiful island. Jesus wants to come into that beautiful island. Jesus wants to create a wow moment in our beautiful island. Jesus wants us to know that he loves us, is with us, and will never leave us. Even when we think we're far from him and he's not listening to us, he does not leave us as orphans. He keeps his promises. Yet he wants us to have this wow moment so that we can go from the wow the what. And the first place to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is to let the Holy Spirit proclaim it in our hearts. It's got to start with our hearts. That's why I'm pointing two fingers at mine and no fingers out at you. I came here to be your priest. I've given my life because Jesus called me, and there's no greater joy. I came here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to change a single person I meet because I have a hard enough time changing my own heart. But if I let Jesus come in, if I let Jesus create these wow moments, this is my second Mass of the day. It'll be my third Mass at 5 o'clock. And every Mass is a new encounter. Every Mass, I lose sight of time. Someone told me, throw your watch off. Every Mass is this wow moment to say, this is the one time in the week where I get to come before my beloved Lord. If I can spend 3 hours before a sporting event or walking around or doing whatever, can I be here with our Lord and let him wow my heart? And then I can go from the wow to the what. First the heart. And then I'll give the second area for all of us, myself included. We want to change the world. We want to impact this city.
this vineyard of the Lord that our Lord's given us, let's impact this part of the city, our homes. We go from the heart to the home. The transformation of family life, the transformation of the home, Christians living it, Christians being church, Christians showing church, Christians being that body, Christians wowing the people around them, because when people come over to our house, our domestic churches, they see the love for one another and they say, you got something that I want. The home. So first communicants, I'm going to close with you. Okay, you ready? Y'all want a challenge? I know you are, because y'all are good at challenges. Okay? Here's a challenge. Make your bed. Mom and dad's like, yeah. Everybody's like, make your bed. You may already do that. That's being a missionary in your home. Because that's putting your gratitude into action and loving your parents. Pray with your parents. Pray for your parents. Do your chores. Yes, take out the garbage. Do it with Jesus. Loving Jesus. Share your toys. If you learn to share your toys and learn to see everything that you receive as a gift from God, when you become older and you become adults, we just have bigger toys. Don't be afraid to go from this wow moment to the what? Which means to go out into your world from your heart to your family, from your family to your school and your community, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that he loves you and he comes to you to be with you always until the end of time. Amen.